we're back. So if you guys are interested in whatever project you're thinking about doing, just do step by step, or breathe and then do step by step. Maybe you don't have a bunch of podcast equipment. You just have a phone. That's all you need, honestly, to get something going, recorded, and getting it up onto the internet, as long as you guys have a phone connection, which, if you're listening to this, I'm pretty sure you have a phone connection, or at least some sort of Wi-Fi connection where you could just let loose, put something out, and feel better about it. And in a way, I feel a lot better. The more I've been doing this, I feel better and better. And it's just opened up a lot of... It's opened up not the idea of my expectations of what I want for the future, but it's opened up my idea of perspective, which is why I've been enjoying doing this. I've been able to talk to a community of podcasters, other people in sobriety who are very interested in talking about what they want to talk about. And honestly, like, I'm doing my best. So I'm doing my best with this right now. It's a little bit hard work. I enjoy it, but I'm not trying to let myself get so caught up in my expectations of what I'm going to be able to do, where I overload it. And if I fail to meet some expectations, that I use that as a cause for me to be selfish and go back into old ways. And I think that's really important to just keep it like that. Just if what you're setting your goal to go do doesn't work out, just keep the same outcome, the same idea of the outcome, but maybe switch up the process of how you're going to do it. Like yesterday I was thinking in my head, I hadn't shared this with literally anybody, but I was going to use this Infinity Gauntlet behind me and start the video out like that and say, look guys, this is the Infinity Gauntlet, where he's snapping his fingers like he said he was going to do in the movies and clear out half or even out the population for everybody. And it was an interesting thought that I had. And then I just thought about it. I was like, I'm not sharing this with anyone. A lot of my ideas that I come up with, I bring them up in my head and then I don't really talk about it too much. If there's anybody I share it with, they're close. So I'll say, hey, is this a good idea? I'll ping them a couple of times and that's it. I don't try to let my ideas go out, because I have this anxiety where I'm like, man, I think somebody's watching whatever I'm doing. Cause it's just weird that, like, I was thinking literally that, of just using the Infinity Gauntlet and saying everyone's disappearing. And then I wake up the next morning, I go on to somebody's Facebook page, and he's literally doing the same thing. He's got a way bigger following than me. His name's Russell Brunson. He runs ClickFunnels. And I was like, man, I was like, that's what I was going to do. That was going to be so much cooler. But that was me getting caught up in my expectations of what I wanted to do and being selfish about it and creating anxiety and not really being in the moment. And in a way, honestly, I'm glad I just pulled out the bubbles. The bubbles was like the last minute idea of, hey, this is going to be cool. This will work. And I got a pretty neat intro for anyone watching, to just be in the moment, breathe, take whatever steps you need to do to take towards your recovery, your motivation, your self-love, for those around you that need your love, care, and support. Because similarly to the Avengers Endgame movie, when he snaps his fingers and he cuts out half the universe, you see how all the remaining Avengers have to really work together and really be there for the love of everybody else, with the love in their heart towards everybody else. And I was even thinking about it even more when I was thinking about Iron Man, because honestly, I love Iron Man. If you can't tell, I have an Iron Man suit in the back of this video. And I was thinking about Tony Stark, about how, you know, you would think a billionaire playboy philanthropist could probably be selfish, but in the end, there's that one moment where he can basically set what Thanos did right, and he sacrifices himself. And I get kind of emotional. I still get emotional when I think about poor Tony Stark, because like, to me, it was, I identified with him in a way where I was struggling with, addiction too. Like, Robert Downey Jr., I know, struggled with addiction and whatnot. And I struggled, and I related to him so much in the way that, like, when he snapped those fingers and he was still left, I was like, man. And then to see him come out at the end and do such a selfless act where you couldn't repay somebody for doing that sort of thing. And I'm sure he wouldn't want to be repaid, because how could you anyways? How could you repay something like that? And it lives with love in everybody's heart. And that's how you have to approach your thinking and thought process. That's how I've been approaching my thinking and thought process with this podcast, because there's a lot of things that I could have steered basically the way, the ship, in a way to where it would have been more more for self-fulfillment. And it's more about packing a lot more into this stream of life that we all are participating in and get to live in every day. So there you have it. There's episode 21 of the Sober Motivation Podcast with your host, the Sober Motivator, David Sherwin, for my new Instagram handle. You guys can call me whatever you want. I don't care too much, but like I said, I'm just enjoying the moment. I hope you guys are at least working on getting there. If you're not already there, if you are, great. I'm happy for you. If you're not, just breathe, take a moment to relax. And, yeah. So if you guys enjoy this content, please continue to follow me. You can follow me again on all the podcast platforms. I got it on Pandora finally. I was happy about that. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, wherever else you guys are around on social media, you can catch me on there. Any questions, comments, likes, ideas, thoughts, please leave them for me. I love to read and think about them and reflect on them, maybe bring them onto the podcast and open it up as an idea. So anyways, there you have it. Thank you for listening to the Sober Motivation Podcast. I hope you guys all have a wonderful Wednesday, and stay sober, stay motivated, stay safe, and I will see you all soon. You are listening to Sober Motivation, where we believe in sobriety, recovery, and motivation for everyone. What's going on there today, Sober Motivators? You're here today with your host, David Sherwin, and today we're going to talk about expectations, and that's part of the reason why, if you guys are watching this on Instagram, why I was blowing bubbles, simply for the fact that it was a part of the idea of expectations and how we set certain expectations for ourselves and how that can create good things, bad things, whatever else. And having expectations is, it just depends. I believe you should have goals that you should work towards, but I also think that expectations are something that we need to be aware of for ourselves, because obviously it can create many different things for ourselves. For me personally, it can create a lot of anxiety. So if you guys are watching on the Instagram video or YouTube video, wherever this is going to be out at, I was looking at each bubble as basically, hey, look, there's a problem there. There's a problem here. Or here's a great thing going on here. Oh, everything's going great. And in a way, you're trying to keep everything afloat so you can enjoy the moment, and then it falls and it disappears. So that was the reason why I decided also to talk about expectations. And there's a few things that came up for me where I was thinking about how much my expectations were affecting me and how they could be affecting you. And some ways, a lot of ways personally, they have affected me. And even in my sobriety, it's affected me because I've had all these thoughts in my head of, hey, this is going to go this way. And then this is going to go this way. And like every time you make a plan, guess who laughs? Not you. Probably whoever your higher power is or whatever else, or the universe, whatever knows better, because it looks great. It feels great. And then it slams and it's nothing. It's literally nothing. It just disappears. And I really like the idea of talking about expectations too, is because it gives us more of a reason to realize how important this present moment is, and how not just having expectations is how just having expectations is not a healthy course of action, but actually doing stuff, like just do it. Like I wore this, my Nike shirt today, and I'm not going to expect anything from Nike again, because we're avoiding expectations, but just do it. Just be in the moment. Do it. Take care of yourself. Breathe. Take a moment. Breathe. And then go from there. And I was doing some meditation for myself today in the comfort of my house, where it was talking about expectations. And I was realizing also about my sobriety and how I'm working a program of action, not just thinking, you know, because there's no thinking your way into doing things. There's no way of wishing your way into things. It's more of doing your way into things. And that's where I want you guys to kind of take the moment, breathe, and then go step by step, moment by moment, doing each moment by moment, and enjoying and being grateful for what you have, the ability to perhaps, like I said, just breathe, have a roof over your head. I know the virus and this whole pandemic is kind of clearing out stores. So, I mean, I hope that you guys have food. For those of you that do have food, or whatever supplies you may need, please feel grateful for them, because there are people who are struggling right now to have what you have. And it's definitely it's a different environment today, but that shouldn't change your state of mind. And that was one of the things I posted up on Instagram yesterday. It says your circumstances shouldn't determine your state of mind. And I really enjoy that thought process, especially as I've been doing this podcast, enjoying my state of mind while I'm doing it, and just going from there, not trying to look for where I need to be, where I need to be in the future, who needs to see what I'm doing. And if people are seeing it and enjoying it, then I'm going to keep doing it. That's the only thing that I've been doing. I think I'd probably... I'd still do it, honestly, even if it was just me listening. And even if the podcast capacity didn't work out, I'd find something else just to go do it and enjoy it for myself. And one of the things that I brought up earlier, how I was working on it, was the meditation music for SoberMotivation.com. And I'll probably try to get it onto Instagram also. So if any of you guys are scrolling through my feed, you guys can maybe listen to it, take a moment to breathe, take some moment to relax and just think about the moment and just not get too caught up in future tripping and just taking each step by step. So that's where I'm at. Going forward as well, I switched up the Instagram handle as well, which it is what it is. I actually like it. The Instagram handle, if you guys are trying to follow me on there, is now Sober Motivator. The podcast will still be under Sober Motivation. Facebook, YouTube channel, it's all still Sober Motivation. You guys can all still follow whatever content I'm putting out there, and it's always appreciated. And so there's that. And like I said, just take each step by step. And if there's something that you want to do that you've been thinking about getting started on, and I'm going to drop the sponsor right here, just in case you guys are interested in doing something similar to what I'm doing. Here we go.